The party is over. We can, if you all just grab your stuff and leave, there won't be any hassle. The party's been closed. The party is over with. Grab your stuff and go, and then nobody goes to jail.
This is Doug Gillard of Guided by Voices, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Woodhouse Pizza in Greenville, New York. The restaurant is located on the grounds of the Woodhouse Lodge and offers takeout, dine-in, and outdoor seating. Open Friday and Saturday from 4:30 to 9 p.m. Expanded hours start soon. Information at thewoodhouselodge.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bob Wills Architecture of Rhinecliff, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
Ban assault weapons now. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan in our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. The massacres in Boulder, Colorado, with 10 killed, and in Metro Atlanta, with 8 dead, are just two more instances of senseless gun violence enabled by the National Rifle Association, gun manufacturers, and the corrupt politicians they control. Here is a short reminder of some others for any who might need it. Columbine High School, Colorado, 1999, 15 dead, 24 injured. Virginia Tech, 2007, 33 dead, 17 injured. The Aurora Theater, Colorado, 2012, 12 dead, 70 injured. Oak Creek, Wisconsin, Sick Temple, 2012, 7 dead, 4 injured. Sandy Hook Elementary School, Connecticut, 2012, 28 dead, 2 injured. Charleston, South Carolina, Emmanuel AME Church, 2015, 9 dead, 1 injured. Orlando's Pulse Nightclub, Florida, 2016, 50 dead, 53 injured. Las Vegas, Nevada, 2017, 61 dead, 411 injured. Parkland, Florida High School, 2018, 17 dead, 17 injured. El Paso, Walmart, Texas, 2019, 23 dead, 23 injured. Dayton, Ohio, 2019, 10 dead, 27 injured. These are just some of the notorious massacres, each surrounded in time by countless others, with 3, 4, 5 killed, lives lost in acts of violence that lack the body count sufficient to join the canon of American mass shootings. This carnage was wrought with powerful semi-automatic firearms, almost all of which were assault weapons. This is why we need a federal assault weapons ban now.
Assault rifles, I mean, that's all that does is put the mass into shootings.
That's Democratic Colorado State Representative Tom Sullivan speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour shortly after the Boulder grocery store massacre this week.
Here in Colorado in 2013, we actually passed 5 common sense of gun violence prevention bills. We passed the background check bill. We passed limiting high capacity magazines. We passed making people pay for their background checks, doing things about domestic violence, doing things about making people actually show up in front of somebody to get a concealed carry permit. But if you want to drive 20 minutes and go into Wyoming, you can buy whatever it is you want and come back down. That's why it is imperative that we get the federal government to partner with us.
Tom Sullivan's route to gun control and elected office was difficult. His son Alex was killed in the Aurora Theater massacre celebrating his 27th birthday. When politicians subsequently ignored Sullivan's pleas for common sense gun control, he ran for office himself. He lost, then won, in a district that had been held by Republicans for decades. In the wake of the 2018 Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School massacre in Parkland, Florida, and absent national legislation to address recurring mass shootings, the Boulder City Council passed ordinances banning the sale and possession of assault weapons and extended ammunition magazines. Just days before this week's massacre in Boulder, a state judge declared the ordinances illegal, legalizing possession of the very weapon used in the Boulder slaughter. Now the Democratic-controlled Colorado State Legislature, with the support of Democratic Governor Jared Polis, himself a longtime Boulder resident who said he'd shot many times at the King Soopers supermarket where the massacre occurred, is considering a statewide assault weapons ban. Within hours of the Boulder massacre, while the victims' bodies were still on the supermarket floor, Republican Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, whose defense of unlimited gun rights borders on maniacal. At her restaurant in Rifle, Colorado, called Shooter's Grill, she encourages her staff to carry guns while working, sent out a fundraising email declaring hell no to gun control. The NRA responded to the massacre by tweeting the text of the Second Amendment. Meanwhile, the federal Ninth District Court of Appeals ruled Tuesday that state laws prohibiting open carry of firearms are constitutional. Its 215-page order detailing the history of gun regulation in colonial America and the development of the Second Amendment should be required reading. Quote, "The Second Amendment does not guarantee an unfettered general right to openly carry arms in public for individual self-defense," the court concluded. In Washington, D.C., President Joe Biden says he supports a national assault weapons ban, but with the razor-thin Democratic majority in the Senate, passage of gun control would depend on the support of pro-gun Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, as well as a decision by the entire Senate Democratic caucus, including Manchin and conservative Democratic Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, to eliminate or alter the filibuster. Gun control legislation will have to navigate a narrow path to become law. In the United States, Tom Sullivan concluded,
100 people die every day from gun violence. 22 of those are veterans who are dying by suicide. But also over 200 people are injured by accidental shootings. A lot of those are children.
No legislation will bring back his son, Alex, nor any of the millions killed by gun violence in the United States over the decades. But we can prevent future violence with a national enforceable ban on these weapons of war. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
My people, what can I say? Say what I can. I saw it, but I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it, what I saw. Are we going to live together? Together, are we going to live? This is your Mr. Senior Love Daddy talking to you from We Love Radio 108 FM on your dial. And that's the triple truth, Ruth. Today's weather, hot! Wake up!
Feel the band over with bands, get a little bro in my job. You can come get rich with us, you gon' eat or you gon' starve. Keep it certified, here to sin, I pay them not to rob. Pop out 2020 color, and I'm riding in the stars. Know some people hate that I'm on top, I bulletproof the car. All the members make free bands, I pay, live like they cracking cars. Juno for a fact, I keep it real, you still ain't take the chart. Why she talking crazy about me like gon' do more than my part? I can't play with my creation, give the world to my little boss. I've been saving more than I've been spending. That's what I be on. I'm a human, I'm not perfect. I know sometimes I be wrong. I'm like, come and put that on me. Don't be running from me. If I like it, I spend money on it. Get whatever from me. Put these figures in your business. I do real shit. I drop cash at the dealership. They'll mail you pink slip. She make sure she keep her nails in and her wig fixed. Went to jail and that way held me down. She a real, real. 100 rounds in a double drum. This a kill take. Marco been in prison for a while. But he still flex. I told Brody and them to park the car, but they still wreck. I don't think nobody around still, but I still check. I don't got 100 mil yet, I can't chill yet. But don't get it misconstrued yet, I get real checks. Baby, like a, we
We have real, real, have nobody in our business. We take lyric checks, say she like when I perform. So I fuck her with my chains on and she have no apart. So I let her play the main role. Ain't had to get rich for these problems, still with the same folks. And I can't beef with none of you, not in the same boat. Never gonna get caught up about it, know how the game go. 10 chain bustin', look like rainbows. I'm like, come and put that on me. Don't be running from me. If I like it, I spend money on it. Get whatever from me. Put six figures in your business. I do real shit. I drop cash at the dealership. They'll mail you pink slip. She make sure she keep her nails in and her wig fixed. Went to chillin', that way held me down. She a real, real. 100 rounds in a double drum. This a kill tick. Marco been in prison for a while, but he still flex. I'm like, come and put that
on me. Don't be running from me. If I like it, I spend money on it. Get whatever from me. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. I am your host, DJ Popcorn, and I'm also here with sound engineer, DJ Shaw Money, and we will shortly be getting into our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting in the Times Union that the state assembly's impeachment inquiry into Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration is now investigating whether high-level officials with the State Department prioritized coronavirus tests for relatives and associates of the governor. The investigation into at least 7 sexual harassment or assault complaints, the manipulation of COVID-19 data about nursing homes, and the alleged rushing of a bridge construction project in time for an election is not expected to be completed for months. State Assemblyperson Charles LeBain, who chairs the Judiciary Committee, said, and I quote, "While the assembly investigation will look into these most recent allegations, the investigation's primary focus remains questions related to sexual harassment, nursing homes, and bridge safety," end quote. According to Section 74 of the State Public Officers Law, no state officer, employee, legislator, or legislative employee, and I quote, "should use or attempt to use his or her official position to secure unwarranted privileges or exemptions for himself or herself or others," end quote. Susan Lerner, the executive director of Common Cause of New York, said, and I quote, "I think that this is a potential violation. I think that that question needs to be thoroughly investigated," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Housing Authority Wednesday, March 24th, announced plans to rehabilitate the existing Hop-on-Nose complex and to further develop additional housing options. Built in 1956, the Hop-on-Nose apartments are located on West Main Street in the village of Catskill. Executive Director Tim Matisse said the development consists of 80 units and houses more than 150 people. Matisse said, and I quote, "We have come to a point in time with the agency that we need to start having a conversation about how we preserve and improve housing for the next 40 years," end quote. Catskill Housing Authority Chairman Patrick Hernandez said funding is a concern. He said, and I quote, "Right now to operate Hop-on-Nose has been financially difficult," end quote. Hernandez said the board has been looking at creating a sustainability plan, updating the housing to current standards, incorporating green energy and the waterfront. Part of the process will be to convert from public housing to Section 8 housing, giving the Housing Authority access to more funding, Matisse said. Matisse said the conversion would not impact the tenants. He said, and I quote, "HUD is very sensitive to protecting the residents through this conversion process. They will maintain the same protections, the same subsidies. Determining the rent is all the same," end quote. He added, no budget or timeline for the renovation project has been decided yet. Matisse said once chosen, the developer will conduct a market study to learn where there could be opportunities for more public housing. He said, and I quote, "We'll base the project on what the market study shows us and what the village plan is for housing," end quote. In the summer of 2020, the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition reported that the waiting list for Hop-on-Nose was 82 people. Catskill Mountain housing waiting list was 2 years out, and RUPCO had 605 applications. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Larry Parnas is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. Four residents of Lee, Massachusetts, want a court to decide if town officials exceed their authority when they agree to allow an old quarry to house toxic chemicals without bringing the issue to residents. Officials are on record saying they believe they acted in the town's interest. In a lawsuit filed this week in Berkshire Superior Court, the residents say the town's select board breached its duty and abused its discretion when it entered into a settlement that allows the General Electric Company to bury 1 million cubic yards of sediments containing polychlorinated bisephalines, or PCBs, in an engineered landfill. The town will receive $25 million from GE as a part of the deal. On February 5, 2020, Lee Select Board Chair Thomas Wickman signed on to the secret deal during an executive session, which the lawsuit claims was improperly called. Plaintiff's attorney, Judith C. Knight, said, and I quote, "The Select Board acted independently without the authority of town meeting, which is a violation of their duty to the town. For them to do this in secret and not to put it before the town residents is shocking," end quote. Officials said they had the authority to back the settlement. In late January, the Lee Select Board rejected a call by residents to rescind the approval that made local PCB disposal a part of the 10-year-long cleanup of the Housatonic River. The lawsuit asked the court to find that officials were not authorized to sign the agreement that put PCB-tainted river sediments into the former Lane Construction Quarry. Question of whether Lee officials violated the rules of executive session is key to the residents' lawsuit. They assert that deliberations about the settlement should have taken place in public. She said, and I quote, "They badly botched this process by not bringing it to town members," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "How in the world would the residents of Lee know that this was a possibility? Their first duty is to their own town," end quote. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. New York officials March 25th announced new guidelines for nursing home visitation statewide in a move to align with federal guidelines. The announcement comes as state lawmakers have pushed for Governor Andrew M. Cuomo to sign a bill revising nursing home visitation rules. The new guidance announced by Cuomo and Health Commissioner Howard Zucker will permit visitation at all times and for all residents. There will be limited exceptions for unvaccinated residents in places where there is high community spread and lower resident vaccination rates. Limits would also be placed on residents who have COVID-19 or on those in quarantine. The new guidelines will replace February 23rd rules requiring nursing homes to be COVID-19 free for 2 weeks. Nursing home residents were among the first people to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Positive cases have decreased by 80% since January in nursing facilities. State officials are encouraging visitors to be tested prior to seeing a loved one. The change comes 1 year to the date after the controversial and since rescinded guidance by the state that nursing homes not turn away COVID-positive patients. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, March 26th. Warm start early this morning, 54 degrees in Norton Hill and 56 in Cheviot. Showers roll through the region today, strongest before noon. Wind gusts will also be around most of the day, reaching 35 miles per hour and extending into the evening. A high of 71 is expected around 3 p.m. After 5 p.m., things start to dry out. Overnight, temperatures fall to 40 degrees, then bounce back up to 60 degrees tomorrow afternoon. Get out and enjoy it, because Sunday will be all rain with a high of 55. Pollen levels for today will be low, tomorrow will be medium high, and Sunday they will be low again. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 1:51 a.m., low tide at 8:13 a.m., high tide again at 2:01 p.m., and low tide again at 8:52 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 46 degrees. I must apologize for the last listings of sunset and sunrise. The calculations were not adjusted for daylight savings time. They are back to normal now. Sunset will be at 6:59 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:45 a.m. Looking way up, we see incoming solar wind is due to create a G1 class storm this weekend. Solar wind speed is currently 426 kilometers per second at 4.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 24, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house or stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being versus or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie. Accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. In this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
Welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio. Live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC. I'm your host, DJ Popcorn, here with
DJ Sean Money.
And today, you know, Rod Wave yesterday just dropped his album. Congrats to Rod Wave.
Tombstone.
A lot of great songs on that album. How'd you feel about it?
I loved it. But actually, I didn't get to fully listen to the album. Like, I legit heard it. Like, what, less than, like, a couple minutes ago, I got to, like, let me see how many songs I actually got through. I think I got through probably, hold on, my fault. I got through 3 songs, 4 songs.
So, obviously, like, I finished it, but you know what I'm saying, it was only off one lesson. What I could say off of one lesson was it was okay. There was a lot of songs that were like, you know what I'm saying, that weren't like the best that I thought of. Like, that wasn't like his best work, I thought. But it was still a good overall album. Like the structure was very nice.
Okay.
We have a song from it, actually.
Now, before we do get in that song, sadly, we don't have one of our guests. He was a new one.
Yeah, he was going to come on.
Now, it's not the same person, we promise. Yeah, no. His nickname is Idiot. It's not the same person, we promise.
No, we promise.
Totally different person. Sadly, he had to leave. But, yes, we did play his song in the beginning of the show. If y'all didn't hear that, that was to him. But, yeah, we're going to get into this song. Say it with me now. Tombstone. By Rod Wave, you feel me?
So let's get into
it. We gon' go.
Yes, sir.
Damn, this mob too crazy, saucy. Let that ride, 88.
I don't know what's after it or what's I keep my gun in my drawers, ducking the sad news. My phone say 7 missed calls, I know it's bad news. This life had left me so scarred, I'm knowing that's true. Remember time got so hard, I got it tattooed. I painted no shows, but made some bread. I gotta keep the family fed. Look, just talk to Pops about the feds. I ain't gonna lie, he had me scared. I feel him coming, I'll keep on running. If we go down bad, keep it 100. Girl, all in my ear screaming, spend some time. I promise I'll be here when I can get some time. Right now, I gotta get what's mine. I'll be thugging to the end of time. If you, cause they lame, since they love saying my name. Make sure you write the truest in the motherfucking game. On my tombstone, they burying me. By the river, they will carry me. Finally, I'll be resting in peace. Finally, I'll get to fly away somewhere someday. Cut a lane since they love saying my name. Make sure you write the truest in the game. On my tombstone, it ain't burying me. By the river, they will carry me. Finally, I'll be resting in peace. Finally.
That's a lot of pressure. I'm a young.
So far. Hello. This is your sound engineer, Sean Money. You feel me? And,
your host, DJ Popcorn.
And we are back. That was Wave of the Rod.
Tombstone by Rod Wave.
Feel me? And that was one of my favorite songs on the album.
That you've heard.
That I've heard. I've heard 3 songs out of the album, and so far that was my favorite. That's on top. And on top of that, also Soul. I think it was like Soulfly, right? It was Soulfly, right? That's another one of my favorites. Now, was this picked up by you?
Yeah. So this song for me, obviously, like I listen to this song occasionally. So, this song right here is called Every Day by So Faygo.
At first, I thought it was like Every Day We're Lit.
No. Every Day We're Lit. That song's a bop, but this one, I think y'all gonna like this one.
I don't know if I remember this one, actually.
Let's get to it.
Hey, Woods, like that stuff. DJ. what's up with your bae? Yeah. I told her she get one day.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. Captain Dubai, feel like I can't breathe. Yeah. My sons, it ain't hard to see. Strike like a viper, I really got snipers. They up in the cut and they hit for me.
Do you want more time?
Way too difficult for them to pedal the giant speed. Like, what should we cut it out? Why is this that we built not holding again? Make my shit 100 down. All it's gonna take is one slip, make them float like a feather. Hey, hey, you. Hey, you. Some things just harder to say. Yeah, I want my gang every day. Woo-hoo. Each get what I do, babe. Yeah.
So, everyone, that was Sofago, Every Day. Obviously, a song that really speaks to me. You know, I listened to that song when I was, like, really down because one of my friends suggested the artist to me, Sofago. He was like, yeah, just listen to a couple of songs. I think you'll really like them. And I was like, yeah, I might. Because he looked like, you know, he looks like a lot of the other rappers, like, that I listen to and has, like, some of the same melodies. So I was like, you know what I'm saying? I really like this guy. And then there's another song that he actually blew up off of on TikTok. It's called Knock Knock by Sofago. And I want you guys to enjoy this one. And you can leave your opinions to it on our email at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. OURTOWN.
Love you,
Tucker. @gmail.com. So, everyone, that was Knock Knock by Sofago. Obviously, I like that song a lot because I actually found that song off TikTok, but I only knew that one, like, that one little part. So I knew of the song. I just didn't know, like, the full song until my friend suggested the artist to me. And I sat down and I listened to the full song. I was like, that's him? And I really couldn't believe it because, like, he's actually a great artist. That's what I've been
doing. No cap.
I've been doing, like, looking at, like, more underground artists so I can, like, widen, like, my music expansion because, like, I, you know, I used to just have, like, a small playlist of, like, mainstream artists like Drake, Uzi, and, you know, Cardi and all those other people.
Cardi.
Now I just gotta, like, you know, okay. I sat down and, like, actually, like, listen to other people now so, like, you know, my playlist is expanded.
So, which Cardi was listening to? Oh, Cardi or?
No. Playboy Cardi, not Cardi B. Although, no shade to Cardi B, though. Great artist, though.
Sorry, we don't have her on the list.
What's our next song, man?
Our next song is we gonna play a little bit of Polo G.
Epidemic. Good song, y'all. I want y'all to really listen to the lyrics here because there's a lot to talk about. You know, so Polo did his thing on this, and I want y'all to listen to this. So, yeah, let's go.
Sick of farewells and RIP. In the trenches yelling gang gang, mob ties what I bleed. Don't claim to be a op cause die from that disease. He gon' let that nine blow at ease. Can I speak my mind, can I breathe? I know she might cry if I leave. I've been fooled by liars and thieves. I saw my rollie but I know time cannot free. Once you get my up it's over with. Miss who you used to be cause that's who I was closer with. I'm in my bag now I act like I don't know the. Before I knew what platinum was, I was trying to go on his. Well, if he act like he bout it, then put him on the list. You better pick out a casket, cause they going quick. They gas him up, not tears shedding when they post his pic. I know about some fluky, I heard he died on the lick. My whole squad's going, don't do no assist. Potential wasted, couldn't stay in his lane, he ain't know his niche. Might catch him at the red light, trying to load his blick. Every day a gamble with your life, all we know is risk. From the Windy City where you bound to see the code. I'm so sick of farewells and RIP. In the trenches yelling gang gang, mob ties what I bleed. Don't claim to be a op cause die from that disease. He gon' let that nine blow at ease. Can I speak my mind, can I breathe? I know she might cry if I leave. I've been fooled by liars and thieves. I saw my rollie but I know time cannot free. Switches on them glizzies get to blowing like it's for me. Promise to my son that the streets won't get no more of me. Remember every line from that obituary poetry. See they peep I'm balling now just go back to ignore me. Always got a spadge, unleash the beast when they record me. Lord I'm trying to take it easy on them but they forcing me. See him in person and that boy won't stand on. He been saying pop like loading up them sticks in a van. You know it's the other side cause my gone. Always been the other side, we don't get along. If we bump heads like Marvin Gaye, let's get it on. Ain't for the head that chop and spray, we get them gone. Independent, her hair down, and she feeling grown. Trying to correct her flaws, she filled with silicone. And she ain't all innocent, she did it wrong. I got a playlist for your heart, girl, pick a song. I'm so sick of farewells and RIP. In the trenches yelling gang gang, mob ties what I bleed. Don't claim to be a op, cause die from that disease. He gon' let that nine blow at ease. Can I speak my mind, can I breathe? I know she might cry if I leave. I've been fooled by liars and thieves. I stopped my rollie, but I know time cannot freeze.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Clyburg Democrats Friday, March 26, announced its selection of candidates for town board and clerk, as well as its endorsement of incumbent Columbia County Judge Richard Cowie. According to a press release, the committee's goal is to change town leadership. Stephanie Sussman, committee chair, said, and I quote, "Clyburg has an opportunity this year. Our town developed a comprehensive plan for the future in 2008, but most of the goals outlined in the plan were never realized. We need new leaders to update Clyburg's comprehensive plan and actually do their jobs to get it done. Clyburg's future is on the ballot," end quote. The committee is supporting Kathleen Proper for Clyburg Town Supervisor. Proper is a lifelong county resident and has nearly 20 years of experience in the field of human resources. She has implemented programs both locally and internationally. The committee also endorsed Brenda Schufelt and Brian York for two open town board seats. If elected, each would serve a four-year term. Schufelt is a native of Columbia County, had a career in public education, was involved in her school union, and recently retired as program director of the Hudson Area Library. York is a native of Clybrook and a lifelong Columbia County resident. He has experience in emergency services, oversight of the use of government property by utility providers, and securing revenue sources for government. He is a former Ancrum Town magistrate, volunteer fireman, and Democratic committee member. The committee also endorsed Nat Drake for Clybrook Town Clerk and Tax Collector. Drake, an artist and educator, has been living in Philmont for almost a decade, where he has worked as a teacher of music and art. The Clybrook Democrats also endorsed Kowik, who is seeking his second 10-year term. Read more about this story at clybrookdemocrats.org. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hunter Town officials are raising concerns about Greene County's proposal to build a new radio communications tower next to Town Hall and the lack of community input. In November, the county legislature approved a 120-foot radio tower to be erected about 500 feet off Route 23A. Officials lamented this week that the project was not submitted to the town planning board. Town board member David Kuchel said, and I quote, "Our concerns are purely that we'd like to have the tower presented to the public, similarly to what we do with most building projects with that type of impact, so the public is aware and able to make comments," end quote. He added, and I quote, "The tower is going to make a lasting impact on what the environment looks like and the scenery," end quote. Town Board Member Sean Mahoney agreed. He said, and I quote, "As presented, I'm not in support of it," end quote. He added, and I quote, "In particular, one of my main issues is that we are not getting any community input," end quote. The county put the project out to bid in March. Kuchel said he was under the impression the proposal would be submitted to the town planning board in a gesture of good faith. Mahoney said he was unsure why the tower was necessary. He said, and I quote, "We weren't really given a great scientific explanation of why this tower is needed," end quote. Greene County Emergency Manager Specialist David King said the Hunter Relay Tower is necessary in order to make the Twilight Park Tower fully functional. King said, and I quote, "The Twilight Park Tower is critical because it covers North and South Lake, Catskill Fall, and Horseshoe Bend," end quote. "None of the other radio towers provide coverage in that area," end quote. Kuchel also expressed concerns about more towers being needed in the future. He said, and I quote, "We still need to build out more sites, not necessarily towers. The idea is to build a complete ring from one tower to another so that if something happens at any one location, radio traffic goes the other way and we don't have any critical failures," end quote. King said specific locations for radio communications points are a work in progress. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. The Bethlehem School District could become one of the first school districts in New York to have a fleet of fully electric school buses. District residents will vote May 18th on a bus purchase proposition that would begin the transition from a fleet of traditional diesel fuel vehicles to zero-emission electric buses. The Board of Education voted on March 17th to approve the plan. However, the bus purchase plan is not finalized yet, officials said, and it could include 9 electric buses or a combination of electric and diesel buses. The district's 2021-22 budget proposal is expected to be finalized April 14th. Board of Education President Holly Dellenbaugh said in a statement, and I quote, "We have determined the time is right to seek approval to begin making this change to our fleet of vehicles," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "District administrators are working hard to leverage all available incentives to allow the district to evolve its fleet in a cost-neutral way," end quote. Bethlehem Central School District Chief Business and Financial Officer Judith Keough said the plan includes the purchase of up to 9 electric buses in 2022 for the total cost of just under $1.7 million. Electric charging stations are included in the proposition. State aid for the buses and the charging stations would total approximately $1 million in grants from the New York State Energy and Research Development Agency, or NYSERDA. Keo said, and I quote, "We are excited by the possibilities of building an electric school bus fleet, yet we understand the many variables at play, and we ultimately rely on the community to let us know if we are headed in the right direction," end quote. Read the full story in the Ravenna, in the Ravenna News Herald. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice week.
Ballin' since I was a way before Oakland and filming the skits, I had a goal to get rich. Mama was struggling paying the rent, I couldn't help. Hey, then I'm feeling so stuck in this. Car broke down, can't fix it. I cried at night, I admit. Oh, too old, I whipped that. Left me alone, but I missed that. Text right now, I like hit that. Old friends like how you get that lit. Same old me, but they think I switched. Old friends, I don't know that. It's too big. Hanging on with a old. Mama, I told you we gon' be okay. Whipping the Benz, she live in L.A. Trying to thank God, but don't know what to say.
Don't call that little place no estate. Unless it came with a pool in the gate. Check the rear before I pull in the gate. All my watches flooded just like a lake. Lately, I've been showing up extra late. Rich, take her on a cheap date. Four for four, Wendy's, get her a plate. Love Wendy's, all up in her face. She say, wow, never met a house. Spit in the mouth. Out with a chop in the couch for a red or a mouse.
I feel like Michael Jackson, moonwalking through the Calabasas. Louis bag, gotta hold the ratchet, just in case, for some action. Got some means, but it's just a fraction. Spending money for my satisfaction. Benjamins, we on fat.
When I drop, they'll post.
Yeah. All good, though, I'm a no. When I blow, you a old. I'm a no, I'm rich. No, I'm lit, if we beef. All of them. On the internet, I hit up all of they and get them wet. Call her Uber, I hit them and send her back. Do it in silence, cause players ain't internet. No, oh, I hit it low, oh. She says your name was so, and she had told me you broke, oh. That's tough.
That's tough, that's tough, that's tough. Blueface and DD at the BNB watching a DVD, giving her DVD 2020 wagon. ABCDFG, get too close, it go beep, 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 beep. Road runner, all he heard was me, me, me. Yeah, 750 in a horse, hopped out the Porsche and I crashed the Porsche. Hop out the bed and I smashed the. Knock, knock, guess who's at the door? Oops, forgot I ordered that Dior. Came in straight from Europe.
Spent 400 on beanies. Easy. She needy, freaky. I like race, no Lamborghini. She off X, she sleepy, sleepy. Yeah, make me a wish, no genie, genie. Vanish on like Houdini. I feel like Michael Jackson. Moonwalking through the Calabasas. Louis bag, gotta hold the ratchet. Just in case, want some action. Got some means, but it's just a fraction. Spending money for my satisfaction. Benjamin's Jackson's. Benjamin's Jackson's. I feel like Michael Jackson. I'm walking through the Calabasas. Take it, keep on.
listen up. You can be anything in the world, and God we trust. An architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy. It takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star. She was very beautiful, leaving people in awe. Singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version. Hung with the wrong person, got a strong one that... Sniffing up drugs all in the nose. Could have died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowd you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hand in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can,
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be. Listen again. This is for grown-looking girls who's only 10. The ones who watch videos and do what they see. As cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful, before you meet a man with HIV. You can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists. So act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. You're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys. You can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking and ice. You don't want to be my age and can't read and write. Begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can,
I know I can,
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be,
I'll be where I wanna
now,
be.
Go. Came to this country, we were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded, they heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked, slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He wasn't shocked that the mountains were black faces, shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow, they'll learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters, read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing. Hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen. I know I can,
I know I can,
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be,
I'll be where I wanna be.
I know I can,
I know I can,
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be,
I'll be where I wanna be.
Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all.
That was I Can by Nas. Obviously a good song, very empowering, talks about a lot of things.
We had a couple other songs too
that we want to get into.
We did have Solfuego, Knock Knock. We had what was the other song? Every Day.
Yeah.
New
Neon by Playboi Carti.
Yep. We had Rod Wave. We had Polo G.
A lot of great artists, obviously. So, one thing I want to say before we get any further into this, the views and opinion, what we say may not represent the views and opinions of the parent of the Clubhouse's parent organization or the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And let's go. So, obviously, we have another song
by Rod Wave.
By Rod Wave called "Changing." So, let's get right into the. To the song, yo. Let's get it.
This don't make you mad, but this is how I feel. treat all the fans. I'll be like crazy. I was on my way to the show, and it finally hit me. I don't wanna be here no more. Lord, come and get me. No, I ain't ready to die like I'm Biggie. Just won't jump in my car, fill it with gas, and go find. I look back, I walk in the mall with 10,000 on. I don't see nothing I want. It don't excite me no more. This ain't like me no more. I think it's safe to say I finally understand my big brother on why he left his family and why he kept on running. That thing calls insanity when problems keep on coming. Plus we come from out the struggle. Nobody gave us nothing, but it's a different story for me. It seems I got everything that I ever dreamed, but I can't find no peace. Say he got everything he wanted, cars, clothes, and money, but nobody I can trust in. Lord, I got a question, is heaven real? If so, then why you kept us here? Okay, so smiling but dying inside, he dying inside. What if I said I was tired? Would you blame me? Would you blame? Would you hate me? Safe to say I'm changing. I can feel me. Trade all the men. How would I look to all my family, my friends?